Okay. Yeah.
So, great. We managed to set up everything. We have a demo, so we needed to do this. So without further ado, I'm very happy that Holger is here to tell us a little bit about the IoT use case and Deutsche Bahn. With a little bit of less time, so please condense it as much as you can, but take your time and
yeah. Thank you very much. I will give my best that we just in time arrive to finish off this slot. But let us start. My name is Holger Koch and I'm working for DB Systel GmbH, the IT company of Deutsche Bahn. And I'm the product owner of IoT. We work with applied IoT. And if I make not IoT, then I'm a board member of AK Open Source of Bitkom, the chairman, take a look. Digital Association Bitkom and pushing forward the open source idea. And some words about my employer. DB Systel is a 100-person subsidiary of Deutsche Bahn AG and is a digitalization partner for all Deutsche Bahn companies. And we have currently 7,000 employees and managed over 500 projects and services in the cloud. And if you are looking for a new challenge, please take a look at db/karriere. Okay, let's start. What is Internet of Things? Here's the definition from the Wikipedia, but I would like to describe it with my own words. The aim of Internet of Things is to measure some conditions in the real world and to link and evaluate it, this information, and ultimately to derive the measures from it. And we have unfortunately only a little time, but I will try to give you a very deep insight in practical usage of IoT and for example, ThingsBot. So we realize a practical project. In this talk, we would like to measure the air quality inside of this room. And yeah, I think also it's a quite funny topic. And yeah, we will touch the theme. Where can I get the sensors? How can I transmit the data? And finally, how will be this process stored and visualized and so on? So let's start with the sensors. Where do the sensors come from? After understanding the customer's problem and data mining suitable matrix, the question arises, which sensors can be used to reliable data mine the metrics. And normally we try to buy this from the market, use standard sensors, but from time to time there are no sensors available for this topic, and then we give contracts to our DB company, DBCon-T, or DB Systemtechnik, or maybe external partners to develop the sensoric after our specifications. And from time to time, we make some in-house development. And for this, we use some sensor platforms. For example, Adafruit's Fever, Vimos, or Tinkerforge. For our project to measure the air quality inside of this room, we use the Tinkerforge. And take a look inside the portfolio from Tinkerforge and found two interesting sensors. One is the air quality Bricklet. This sensor measures the air temperature, pressure, humidity, and an air quality index. The air quality index measures some gases and other values and give us a calculated value for this. And the second sensor is a particulate matter bricklet. This measures the particles inside of the air. For example, fine dust. Both sensors are connected to the master brick, and the master brick makes the communication between my laptop and both sensors. And we can now take a look. I connect it to my laptop, and hopefully you can see this. we fire up the Bricklet viewer, the TinkerForge Bricklet viewer, make and connect, and we see all Bricklets and bricks. They are connected together, and we can see some values from it. And without code, some lines or something, you can make first analysis. Is it possible to measure with this sensoric the right values? And is it worth to go further on? Okay. Let's go back to the presentation. The next step is connectivity. How was the data sent to our backend systems? And for this, there are a lot of transmission protocols in the IoT environment available. Here are the four important protocols. But it's really difficult to take the right one, because some need further infrastructure, for example, gateways or others cost monthly a pay or something. And you also must look for data, for example, bandwidth, coverage, energy consumption, and so on. For our example, we only use the Wi-Fi connection of my laptop, and so it's really easy. Normally, mostly we use narrowband IoT, because LoRaWAN needs a gateway. We can't use the standard LoRaWAN, and narrowband IoT based on LTE, and LTE is more or less everywhere available. Okay. We use the MQTT protocol. MQTT is more or less a producer-consumer model. The producer writes some data into a topic on the message broker. A topic is directory structure also. And the consumers can subscribe exactly this directory, this topic. And if the producer sends some data, then the consumer can read it or got it pushed from the message broker immediately. Okay, we use AWS, AWS Core IoT for this, and there is a product IoT Core, and IoT Core is a perfect MQTT broker for us, because it's full managed and grow ups, auto scaling, and so on, and you have to work with this. Okay. Then let's take a closer look into the code of this. I'm not a programmer, but it's so easy, anybody can work with this. TinkerForge has a lot of examples, and it's more or less intelligent copy and paste. You take an example, you write a unique ID for every sensor, so you can connect more air quality index sensors together or something. Anybody has his own ID. Import some libraries, and here is the important part. We take our certificates for the MQTT broker communication, and we create two callback functions, one for the air quality sensor and one for the particular matter sensor. And here you can see it's easy, one call to libraries, and you get all information from the sensors. Here we have a little bit formatting, print out, or write it to MQTT. The same for the particulate matter sensors. It's really easy. There is examples everywhere available for this. And we can fire up this. We start this Python program, and here we can see the values. The values will be formatted into a JSON format and then sent to our MQTT broker. Okay, let's come back to Thingsbird. Thingsbird is a relative new software. It started in 2016, but shortly the time, it's more or less the market leader in open source IoT platforms. One question around. Who has any heard from Thingsbird? One, two, three, Okay, perfectly. It's an open source software with open Apache license, and it is all in one solution. All aspect of IoT is available, API, GUI, so it's really easy to configure your system and so on, reporting, scheduling, visualization, and so on. And the best thing is Rulechain. Rulechain is a little bit like Node-RED, and there you can configure whatever you want to control a backend system. For example, if the air is too bad, then open the window. Okay, next step. It's always a good idea if you use open source software to take a look at OpenHub. And here are... Oh, 5 minutes left. Okay, it's a good software. It's perfect, insecure. It's a microservice architecture, and it's really easy to install it. And I will show you a little demo. Okay, here's our Fixbot system. I fired up, and first we must create an integration. Integration is the part to subscribe an MQTT topic from the broker. Maybe you remember. I prepared it before, so I don't make it now. And the next was to create a converter. Converter is for preparation of the data. Sometimes the data are in grad Fahrenheit, and you would like to it in grad Celsius or something, so you can the data prepare for the storage and so on. Okay, dashboard. We try to create a new dashboard. First, it's insert, and we add a new widget, temperature, and a quality sensor. We select a device from which we would like to visualize the data, and which data keys we want the air quality index, and for the first step we would like the temperature, and go on. And so we create our first widget on our dashboard, and this you should be repeat sometimes, and then it looks so. Okay. I let it running, and we take a look in 3 minutes on it, because the system needs some minutes to measure the correct values. The sensor is a little bit of self-calibrating. Okay, we come back to our presentation, and I would like to speak about some use cases. From time to time, we make some IoT hackathons, for example, with our customers to better understand their requirements or to find possible solution very quickly and to make some tests with this. And yeah, from time to time, we make this also for HR to get new employees or to work with studies, for example, summer digital summer school or similar events. Okay, here's an example of our environmental sensor. For example, this is measuring temperature, humidity, pressure, and the best is it measures the particles. The count of the particles in the air and the mass of the particles and vibrations. And why we make this, some employees, some colleagues of digital signal boxes told us maybe there's a connection between pollution, fine dust and so on, and errors occurred in our signal boxes. And I have here a screenshot. It's really actual. Did anybody has idea what is wrong with this? Okay, it's yeah, it's difficult to see. New Year, exactly. Fireworks. Yeah, fireworks. 20 minutes after New Year's Eve, we have massive growing up the finders in our signal boxes. Nobody knows how can it be. At the moment, 300 sensors are rolled out, but 15, 20 signal boxes shows this. And now we make some evaluation, how can it be, and maybe it's a good idea to power off the air condition or the ventilation system or something, or take a look, are there windows open, or what is wrong with this. Okay, and here is another example, another use case, pest. Okay. Okay, pest control. We can measure the rat visits, and so we can reduce the amount of baits, of very toxic baits. And another example, summary. Yeah, ThingsWord is a perfect open source software if you like to realize IoT project really cost efficiency. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. So we don't have time for questions, but I do want to see the diagram.
Yeah.
What's it
going
to be?
Yeah.
What does 25 mean?
Please?
25, what does it mean, or 27? The air quality index, what does it mean?
Yeah. No. This is below 50 is really good. But I think I'm not sure how long does it take until the sensor is recalibrating. Yeah. I think the air is too poor for this value, so maybe we should wait a half hour or so. Okay.
And this thing for, yeah, is it a bit like? Basically, it's a competition to Open Hub and all the other stuff?
No, Open Hub is more or less